Hey y'all, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Kyra, for those that do not know, and I am back, okay? I am back and I am better. I've been gone only because literally just have like a lot, and I'm not complaining. This is not complaining. I have a lot going on and I like it, so I just been doing it. But yeah, so there's nothing to really apologize for because life happens. And yeah, it is a new year, guys. It is 2020. Are y'all excited? I feel like I'm like super excited, and I am just so blessed to see another year. And I know everything is just going to be great. You know, of course you have your ups and your downs, but you never let your downs be forever. So that's one thing that's just the best part about just being able to have control over your life is, you know, you control it. You understand certain things and you don't let it, you know, control you. So yeah, 2020 is going to be amazing. It is a new decade, y'all. If y'all want different, do different shit, okay? You cannot think that doing the same thing is going to give you different results. It just doesn't work like that. So y'all, that's just my little thing. In 2020 I'm going to be focusing on consistency. So consistency is definitely going to be one of my main priorities in 2020, just being more consistent and, you know, just being on my shit, just doing regular shit. But yeah, so you guys will be getting more podcasts in 2020. You guys will be getting more, just a lot more. So I'm excited for 2020. And yeah, with all that being said, it is February 2020. And it is the month of love, passion, relationship. And that's what we're going to be touching on today. So we're going to be touching on that topic. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. This is literally my third time trying to record this podcast. I've recorded, not even trying, I deleted the first one because I didn't really like it. The second one was perfect. It was perfect, but I accidentally deleted it. I'm trying to edit some shit out. So this one is just gonna have to go up as is. I'm not touching anything because I quite frankly I'm tired of talking about relationships. And so yeah, so I hope that you guys enjoy it, and I hope, you know, that you guys can relate to it. And if you guys have any comments or anything like that that you want to tell me, or, you know, just any feedback on it, always feel free to follow me on Instagram and DM me along with Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram at Kyra Brix, KYAHBRIXX, and you can also follow me on Twitter at Kyra Brix, KYAHBRIXXX. And without further ado, we're just going to jump right into this episode and jump right into this topic. Like, what's up? So y'all know, like every other episode, I start off with my headspace, and today I'm doing good. Nothing major. The other day though, I did have like my first ever anxiety attack, and it was so scary, y'all. Like, I literally cried. I was crying for like 45 minutes at like 2 something in the morning, and I knew why, but I was so like confused as to why I was crying like that. So yeah, so we'll probably touch on that a little later in a different episode. But for now, we're going to talk about relationships. Everything happy, everything just, you know, beautiful. Everything that I'm going to touch on in this episode is not, I'm not giving y'all relationship advice. That's not what I'm giving y'all. I am just giving y'all my personal views and my thoughts and opinions on certain things. And if you agree, you agree. If you don't, you don't. You know, you're human. I'm human. We're able to agree and disagree on things. So, yeah. So, first thing first, y'all, I just love how this generation is so, like, creative. The things that I was seeing on Valentine's Day was just so beautiful. It was just like, oh, like I really feel like I'm a hopeless romantic, and I don't care. Like, I like everything over the top. Like, everything over the top. I love it. Like, what? Like, what? Like, man, listen. I love love. Okay. I'm a Cancer. We're emotional. I love everything that is revolved around love. Like, seriously. I feel like February is the month of love. Like, it's just known for them being the month of love. And with us also, with it being Valentine's Day, please, y'all, don't just be showing your significant other affection and all of this cute shit on Valentine's Day. Make them feel like every day is Valentine's Day, because they are your part, they're your partner, and you want them to feel as though that, you know, they're valued on the other 364 days. Oh, yes, 365. Yeah, 364. 364 days of the year. So, you know, make them feel special all the time, not just that one day. But yeah, so yeah, like I said, like, this generation is very, you know, loving, and I love it. I love to see it. I feel like now that we're older, it's just like, oh, like, you, like, the guys definitely, I feel like, are like just very over the top, and I just love it. The girls, we know we're automatically extra and over the top, and I love that as well. So yeah, like, it's just so beautiful. I myself, I am 21 years old, 21 years young. Okay. I'm 21 years young, and I can honestly say I've never been in a very serious relationship. And when I say very serious, I literally mean, like, I've never been that, like, I've never had, like, a boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? I've never been, like, a girlfriend. I've never... And I'm not embarrassed. I don't really think it changes, like, how I am as a person or anything like that. But... Because I know, like, there's a lot of people out there that's like me. Like, a lot of people a lot of people have not been in a relationship, you know, like a serious relationship before. Yes, I've dealt with people. Yes, I've talked to people. Yes, you know, I've dated before. But I don't think that dating classifies as being in a relationship. So me personally, I've never been in an exclusive relationship where I've had that conversation with a nigga and we've been like, hey, listen, you're my guy and I'm your girl. You know what I'm saying? You're my man and I'm your woman. So never had that before, but I have experienced a lot. Okay. So my view on things, you know, like I said earlier, I'm not giving y'all relationship advice because, like I just said, I've never been in a relationship, but so I'm just going off of my experiences. I'm telling y'all, you know, my thoughts and opinions on certain things. So yeah. So disclaimer again, I feel like being young, I feel like when I was younger, I probably wouldn't even have been able to be in a relationship just because of how I was and because I'm not the person who I am today. I was off the motherfucking chain. Like, I was always a decent, you know, when I say off the chain, I literally just mean, like, I just wasn't, that wasn't my type time. Like, I didn't really give a fuck about being in a relationship. Like, I wanted to do other shit. Like, so... I feel like if I would have, you know, snuck that into my agenda, or, you know, had that in my agenda, it just probably would have been different for me. I probably would have been a whole different person than I am today had I been in a relationship when I was younger. And I say that because when you're young, you're very tender. You know, we're still young and we're still tender, but, you know, when you're 16 and, you know, 17 and stuff like that, and you're dating seriously, you know, cause when you're in a relationship, like, you're serious with someone, it, and you get your heart broken, or, you know, something happens where, you know, you can't love the person that you wanted to the same way, it can take a toll on you. It can have you looking at life differently. And when you're so young, you don't want that to affect how you date, or, you know, how you maneuver through life when you're older, or when you're, you know, when you're supposed to be freshly dating. So you don't want that to, you know, have a toll on you. So yeah, so that's just my view on things. I'm kind of glad that I didn't date when I was, like, I didn't actually, like, take, you know, niggas serious when I was younger. Because, y'all, listen, I've always been, like, a go with my gut type of person when it came to certain things. Certain things just was out of my control. But I've always been like a, nah, something ain't right. And I would just go with that shit. And I don't even give a fuck. Like, I don't care, like, who got something to say about what. Like, I've always been like a just go with your gut and stand on that. So Yeah, I feel like I would, like I said, I just wouldn't be the person that I am today had I dated young and, you know, experienced the things that I probably am experiencing now when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? I probably would be on some like real like one would say savage shit. I would probably really be on some real shit, but you know, everything happens for a reason, and you know, getting your heart, I like, you know, say your first heartbreak is probably one of the worst things that can happen, just because it takes a toll on how you deal with things and how you deal with people. You know, it makes you not want to become vulnerable again. It makes you not want to, you know, deal with people a certain way, you know. So I just want to make that clear. You know, me, I didn't date for me. I personally, okay, it wasn't like I couldn't. No, I definitely could have. But yeah, it just wasn't on my, I didn't really care for, I didn't really care about niggas, to be honest. Like, growing up, I never was like fast. I knew a lot of shit, okay? Like, I knew about like certain shit just because like I had like, I'm the only girl in my family as far as like the my generation. Like, I'm the only granddaughter, you know, in my generation. So I have nothing but guys around me. So I knew a lot of shit. I knew a lot of things when I was younger, but you know, I wasn't fast. I didn't really care to do a lot of shit. But yeah, so that is me. However, we do have the now, you know what I'm saying? So of course, like, dating, getting to know people, and just, you know, getting out of your comfort zone when it comes to things. And I feel like now I'm at a point where my nigga, what do I'm saying this because I just don't want to get anything confused. You know, I'm not saying this to apply pressure onto anyone who's not ready for a relationship, but I'm going to ask you, what are you looking for? Like, if you looking to have fun, like, are you looking to have fun? Let me know, you know, because like, we're young. I might be on the same shit. Like, not on no super shit though. Like, I might be on the same shit. Like, just want to have fun. Like, you know, just getting to know each other, hanging out and stuff like that. Not taking it super, super, super serious, you know, as I would opposed to someone that is actually, you know, I'm kind of interested in looking for someone who's interested in what I'm interested in. Shit, cool, fine with me. If I'm on that same time, then that's, you know, it's always good to understand and know what someone wants at in the gate, rather than y'all getting months in and y'all dealing with something and you ask him or you ask her, so what are we doing? And they're like, oh, we just cooling. Like, my nigga, we've been cooling for months now. Like, we're done cooling. Like, that stage is over. Like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, don't feel wrong about asking questions that have to do with you. Like, I feel like women, as ladies, we feel as though that we don't want to do too much or be too clingy or come off too strong, which you never want to do. As a woman, you never want to do that. And even as a man, like, you don't want to, like, it's just not a good thing. But you do want to, you know, my time is valuable, and what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? Because what you don't want, I can go find someone who does. So never get it confused with being too assertive, because there's no such thing as being, you know, there's no such thing as just knowing what you want. Like, it's just like, what do you want? So never get that confused. I feel like a lot of people, and definitely ladies, like, I feel like we're too go with the flow sometimes. Like, we won't pressure, like, and don't, I'm not saying pressure, but we won't press an issue with a nigga because we don't want to be doing too much. And I get that. Like, shit, don't nobody want to do too much. Even if a nigga's doing too much, it's just like, why are you doing too much? You know, like, you don't want to keep pressing this nigga, like, so what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? If he keeps giving you that same answer, why you keep asking him? Nothing's going to change, and you need to move on. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa, guys, if a girl isn't showing too much interest in you and you're asking her like, so what are we doing? I don't even know if guys ask these questions. Like, I think so, but I don't know. I don't think a nigga gonna ask you like, what are we doing? Like, nah, a nigga gonna tell you what you doing before he asks you what you doing. A nigga gonna tell you before he asks you. But so yeah, so I feel like never don't feel like you can't ask those questions, because you don't want to waste your time. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we're young. So if you want to have fun, if you want to be out here just exploring and stuff like that, and he want that same time and that's just what y'all want to do, that's fine. But don't be in a situation waiting for this man to be on the same time that you are on, because it's never going to happen. Even if he is ready, who's to say that it's with you? You know what I'm saying? If he want to date around and still entertain you, what if he finds somebody that is just like, I kind of like her a little bit. Not saying that you're in competition with anyone, but you know, it's reality. Like, come on, let's be realistic. Things do happen. You meet other people while you're dealing with someone, and you just kind of like them a little better. Like, shit happens. You know what I'm saying? We've all been in a situation like that when you're not exclusively dating with someone and you just date around. You know, you're just picking your favorite. Let's be real. Like, we're picking a favorite. So yeah, so I just feel like, you know, when it comes to dating and stuff like that, just know what you want and don't be afraid to ask someone, what are we doing. But you know, when a guy tells you, I'm not looking for a relationship right now, ladies, please don't make that into I'm not in a relationship right now, but tomorrow I'm not ready for a relationship right now, but I'll be ready next month. Do not, please don't take that as like a sign to stick around with this motherfucker. That is not what that is, okay? That right there is just literally telling you, I don't want to be in a relationship with you, but I like having my cake and eating it too. That's what that is. And if you want to stick around with that and deal with that, and you know, cause nothing in the end is gonna be good coming from that. If you wanna, you know, lower your worth for something like for a nigga like that, by all means, go ahead. But you're not. It's not gonna be a good feeling. You know what I'm saying? Once you know you're months and you know, or even a year or 2 years, whomever, you know, however long that you intend on staying with this person, but not staying with this person because you're not with the person, but dealing with this person. Lost my track of thought. I hate listening to people when they lose their track of thought, because they'd be like, come on, I hope you get back. But yeah, so or however long, just don't wait for them, okay? Just take that for what it is, because you never want to have a man tell you that he doesn't want you more than once, because the first one should be enough, okay? When a man tells you that he doesn't want you, even if he's saying that he don't want you right now, that should be enough for you to move on, okay? I heard that from Judge Tobler. Okay, Miss Tobler, but so yeah, never let a nigga tell you that he don't want you more than once. And even if you feel as though, you know, because if you already started having sex with that person, it's going to be hard. Like, let's be real. Like, it's hard removing yourself from someone who you've had intercourse with, especially if you believe in soul ties. Bitch, that shit. Oh, my gosh. Listen. That's why I feel like it's very important to understand and figure out and know the person spiritually and just how they think and everything like that before you decide to lay down with them, because it's just going to be so hard to remove yourself from them my eyes are burning like shit, but it's going to be so hard to remove yourself from them once you actually start having sex with them. So, ladies, just be careful who you're laying with. You know, STDs are real, okay? Things that you cannot get rid of are definitely real, okay? So, don't just be out here just doing the zoo, unsafely. So be safe, you know, protect yourself, and, you know, have fun. I feel like we're young. I'm not saying go out here and fuck everything. I literally didn't even want that to come off like that. That's why I said that. But yeah, so it's hard to remove yourself from someone that you're dealing with on that type of level once you figure out that that's not what they're on. You know, as women, we get attached to niggas. Once we start having sex with them, like, it's like, you my nigga. Like, and you know what I hate too? Is once you deal with someone and y'all not together, you feel as though, like, I can't ask this nigga no questions because who the fuck am I? If you have to say that to yourself, bro, it just stop dealing with him. Like, listen, if I let you enter my body, baby, let you enter my body, my space, my fucking holy, like, just everything, my body, you know what I'm saying? Yo, listen, pussy is power, okay? Listen, then, all right, listen, let me tell you something. Pussy is power. Ladies, understand that pussy is power, okay? I'm not saying, like, pop your pussy, but I'm saying, like, women rule the world, okay? So act like that, okay? Act like that. If you feel some shady, shiesty shit going on, press him. Press that nigga on that. You want to know why you need to press that nigga? Because if he feels like some shit is going on, he going to press you. Don't just be holding your... Don't be holding back, okay, when it comes to these niggas. Press these niggas about any situation that you feel me, that you want to press. Never press a nigga more than twice, though, about the same shit. If that nigga don't change, or that nigga not, you know, switching shit up after the second press, it's over. It's clip. It's over for that shit. Okay? Never press a nigga more than twice about the same shit. Because at that point, he hear you. He understands you. But he's choosing not to change for you. So, we not doing that. And speaking of change, ladies, we can't change niggas. Period. 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 Okay? There's no such thing as changing a man. There's no such thing as changing a man. What you can do is you can come into a man's life and have him looking at things differently. You know what I'm saying? You can more so, like some would say, feed into someone. You know, like you can pour into them. You know, show them a different way of just thinking and everything like that. Because, you know, sometimes that's really all it takes, is just having someone in your corner that'll have you looking at things differently. And it'll have you wanting to do different. So, yeah. So, ladies, you cannot change a man. You just don't go into a situation. Because I feel like women, we love projects. You know what I'm saying? We love fixing something that we feel as though we can fix. You know what I'm saying? Like, we love DIYs, baby. We love trying to build a nigga. We love trying to play fucking Bobbiana the Builder. Like, seriously, let's stop that, okay? When somebody shows you who they are, please just take it. Stop trying to, you know, smooth us around to make this look like that. No, just take it for what it is. If you like it, okay. If you don't, move on. There's like billions of people in this world. You will find somebody that's perfectly made for you. So, yeah. So, moral of the story, I think I'm going to just close up this podcast. I know it probably was getting good, but there will be a part two. And in that part two, I will have a male guest sharing his thoughts and his opinions on some of the things that I've already touched on and more. So, yeah. So, just be on the lookout for that. Thank you guys so, 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 so much for just, you know, just showing support. Like, people to this day, like, are still asking about the podcast. And I'm just like, yo, like, I'm trying. But, you know, there's no more trying. Either you doing or you not. So, That is that. Thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast. Thank you so much for just showing me support and just loving the podcast as much as y'all love it. And I just want to say I am back. Your girl is back and she is better. So, yeah, like I always say at the end of my podcast, if you did not pray already, please do so. I hope that you guys have a great day. I hope that you guys' day is just filled with love, joy, and happiness. And I hope that you spread love today. I hope that you make someone smile. Excuse me. I hope that someone makes you smile. And yeah, so that is that on that. And I will talk to you guys on the next podcast. Bye.